I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Australians will be grappling with hard questions about rising anti-Semitism long after Hanukkah ends tonight. In the wake of last week's Bondi Beach shooting, Australia's Prime Minister has vowed to crack down on hate speech, yet legislation alone can't change hearts. Ilya Butoli with Beit Hillel Congregation reminds us that there's a spiritual battle playing out in the physical world. The terror attack sent a message of fear in direct opposition to what Hanukkah means.
It's a feast of light, of happiness, of victory over the darkness.
Please engage this spiritual battle through prayer. Pray for the families of the victims and that God would reveal the comfort of Christ to them.
And it's important for us to stand in love and in prayer also for the Muslim people, that they will see the truth as well. Not only the Jews, but they will see Jesus as well.
Then the theme of 2025 for Resurrection Church in Lebanon was to declare God's glory, and their Christmas outreaches are doing just that. Yara serves as the partnerships team leader at Resurrection Church. It's been another year of regional conflict and uncertainty for Lebanon, so the church wanted to add joy to people's lives as well as introduce them to Christ.
We're not just hosting events, we're taking people on a journey.
The first stop was a full-fledged theatrical performance of The Christmas Story. Then came a Christmas village festival that brought fun and a chance to build relationships with families and kids. And the final step will be the church's Christmas service in just a few days. Join us in praying for spiritual breakthrough.
Pray that the hearts would stay open in every step of the way, every step of the journey, that God would draw people forward along this journey and transform lives through it.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.